A new report released this week adds to the growing evidence that the chemicals associated with fracking and horizontal drilling could be a danger to reproductive health to animals and humans. The study was conducted by the Center for Environmental Health. Susan C. Nagel is one of the authors.
This was the first real weight of the evidence review of reproductive and developmental effects associated with chemicals used or liberated in the process. And we found really strong evidence for an association between exposure and reproductive health effects. So specifically, decreased semen quality, sperm counts, increased risk of miscarriage, and increased birth defects.
How is it that the fracking is impacting people? Is it gases, or what's being released?
The data we have so far suggests that there is exposure through air, so certainly volatiles and gases, and that there is exposure potentially through water. There's also potentially exposure, dermal exposure, or through the skin. So, for example, taking hot showers in water that might be contaminated with chemicals.
Tell me about how you arrived at this information.
We did a literature review. So we searched online databases that are publicly available for peer-reviewed literature on the topic of reproductive and developmental effects. We searched for some individual chemicals that we know are used in the process, and then we also searched for any research that had actually been done directly with drilling.
As you did your research, are you detecting in people who live proximity to this oil production that they are seeing increases in miscarriages or other effects?
So we did a literature review. So first, very important. So we did not do the research ourselves.
Right. And you're taking research numbers, data that already exists in the world, and you're examining that.
Right. And so in that, there is actually very little direct data. So that means very few people have asked the question of health effects with people living near drilling. So of that, there have been reports of associations with birth defects in Colorado, the closer mom lived during pregnancy, for example. To my knowledge, are not human reproductive studies done near drilling. The data we have are really from laboratory experiments where we expose animals and we can test for these types of relationships. And that's where we find that many of these chemicals can directly cause reduced sperm counts, for example. And then other sorts of occupational exposures where workers have been exposed to these chemicals and then their health parameters have been examined. For example, sperm counts.
Now, we know where this drilling is taking place. We know exactly where it's taking place. We've got the rig counts. We know where they're putting these things in the ground. How hard could it be to look at the data from low birth weights or miscarriages or anything else that seems to be coming up in that area?
Well, it is. There's a couple of answers to that. One, people are starting to do that research now, and it is being done. Those are ongoing and have not been published. Two, they actually aren't that easy, as it turns out. It sounds easy, but these anything has to be publicly available or available for, you know, a fee to access these databases. You have to understand how to do it, what you're looking for. And most importantly, thirdly, is that they're expensive. They actually take money to do this. And the funding, the government funding or otherwise, has generally been very, very difficult to get.
This is scary information. You're telling people who are living near the fracking boom that there's a chance that they're seeing increased exposure to something that could cause them to have, you know, low sperm counts, miscarriages, low birth weights. That's scary information.
It is. And just to be very clear, we do not have systematic data on those in people. And so one of the main conclusions of the study is that we desperately need comprehensive research on existing people, on people that are living in drilling areas. And that's one of the main conclusions, really, of the study. Certainly, like I said, we do have very strong evidence that sperm counts might be impacted. We have that, you know, from laboratory and from people. As far as the actual looking at miscarriages and stillbirths and preterm births, those are still very lacking in data. What we do have, like I mentioned, was some evidence for birth defects in babies.
Susan C. Nagel is an author of the study, Developmental and Reproductive Effects of Chemicals Associated with Unconventional Oil and Gas Operations. It was published Thursday in the peer-reviewed journal, Reviews on Environmental Health. It shows that chemicals from fracking are linked to serious reproductive and developmental health problems, including birth defects, infertility, miscarriage, impaired fetal growth, and others.